You know, for several weeks now, we've been hearing the messages of Sister Maxine's about the day of the Lord. And with me, as I hope it has with you, it follows us through the remainder of the week to think about it. And as I heard Brother Tommy's request today, you know, it should do that same thing with us, to where it changes how I look at life. You know, there were times when I needed to make a job change, or maybe after I got out of air conditioning school and I was going to decide which job I would go with, I had some things I looked at. I looked at how much is the pay? What are the benefits? What are the things that I will receive from this? And that's really about all I thought about, because I thought that's what is important. You know, as we start hearing about the day of the Lord, and how important it's going to be for me to be ready on that day, it needs to change my requests, kind of like what we've heard here. Because, you know, I read about a man that took a look at a situation and he said, I believe this is the right way to go. Yes. This looks like this would be the most profitable for me and my family. And he made a choice. His name was Lot. Yes. He just looked out at some fields that would cause his animals to really profit from the green grass that was there. Yes. Seems like there is not a thing wrong with that. That's just a good business decision. Yes. But you know what? If he would have said, in the light of eternity, yes, Lord, which way should I go? Because I said, in just a little bit, he pitched his tent toward Sodom. And then a little bit longer, and he's living in Sodom. And it does not say that he fell into sin himself. It said it grieved his righteous, vexed him every day. But you know what? He had a family. He had children. There were parts of his family that was lost in Sodom from a choice that he made. And it's made me to realize how important it is for me out in the future is to stop with my request and say, Lord, in the light of eternity, yes, what would you have me to do? Because, you know, today, when we think about the Lord's Day, there are a lot of people that are disregarding it. Yes, they really don't care what he thinks about it. In fact, they don't even believe there's a God. But you know what? He's got a day that's going to be his day. Yes, it's going to be his time then to call. He's going to be in charge then. Right now, he allows even us to make our own decisions in which direction we want to go. But there's coming a time that it'll be his day then, and he's going to judge all of that. So I appreciate those messages because they have stirred me to start looking at things a little different. You know, I've looked in the past at affliction and said, I've got one request. Get me out of this thing. Quick. How quick? You know, if we would start saying, in the light of eternity, Lord, send to me what would be best. If the Lord, you remember even with Paul, when he had an affliction and he went to the Lord three times, I want this to be gone. And the Lord said, I've got grace sufficient for you. You know, if the Lord would have said, okay, you've prayed three times, I'm going to give you what you want. And it caused Paul to be lost in the last, at the end, it would not have been worth it. I look back at mom and dad, both they were afflicted about all their lives. But you know what? If that's what it took for them to be able to, on that last day, yes, the Lord's day now, it's his day, call them out into eternity. To be able to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, there is nothing else that would be more important than that. And so for us all to remember and pray out in the future, Lord, in the light of eternity, which way should I go? Because he knows that we don't know. And we're asking him, and with this request, it's been a challenge to me. So what I'd like to look at as we look at the messages that we've heard, the last great day is coming, and I want to be ready. You know, there's been some people in our that wrote songs in our songbook that had that kind of determination. I'd like to look at one of them. And this is, in the light of eternity, this was his determination. Song number 223. It says, I mean to go right on until the crown is won. You know what? That's however long it takes, however long I live, I've got a determination. I'm going to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I'll never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, for God will give me victory if onward I shall go. That third verse says, I see a shining crown. You know, I might still have 30, 40 years left yet to live. Yeah. Can I see out ahead? I've got this prize that I'm working toward. Yes. And I will not allow anything to turn me away from it. I see a shining crown awaiting over there. I see a mansion all prepared and decked with beauties rare. Shall that which intervenes? You had anything in the last weeks that wants to intervene? You know what? The devil knows that he cannot cause me to have a desire to go out into sin, something that I know will cause me to lose my soul. So you know what? He's going to work on all of us in another way. Forgiveness. Yes. You know, what a small thing. Except when we view it in the light of eternity. What a change it makes then.
Yes.
Because you know, when I'm hurt, I know I've got to forgive. It says I've got to forgive. But if I forgive quickly, they're not even going to know they hurt me.
Yes.
But you know, in the light of eternity and the day of the Lord for me, it may not be the end of everything.
Yes.
It may not be the end of the world. You know, I'm not really thinking much about that day anymore because my day is coming. That's going to be the day of the Lord for me when he calls for me. And I know there have been people in the past that have said, I can tell you what day it's going to be. That day comes and goes because no man knows when it's going to be. So what I want to do is be prepared for that day. And that's what this song was. Shall that which intervenes deprive me of my right? Nah. Nay, on I'll go until I reach that city of delight. Then forward let us go, our hearts with love aflame, our snowy banner borne aloft, inscribed with Jesus' name, the host of evil flee, and heaven's open gate is sitting there waiting for me to make it.
Yes.
Invite me now to hasten where eternal glory waits. And then I thought of another song. We heard about this song at Monarch, song number 46, and go sweeping through the gates of paradise. You know what? I can tell you today, that's my determination.
Yes.
I'd like to read you some of these verses. Oh, I praise the Lord who bought me, hallelujah. I'm a happy pilgrim bound for glory land. I am singing and I hope to sing forever when before his throne eternal I shall stand. I've got a determination that no matter how long it takes, how many years I live, here's what I want to do. I'm singing and I hope to sing forever when before his throne eternal I shall stand. That's a good determination to have, a desire for me to have in my life. I will praise him for salvation, hallelujah. Richest treasure human spirits ever found, once I wandered far away was sad and lonely, but I'm dwelling now where pleasures e'er abound. How could you ever, it looks like I'm in line to make heaven my home. Oh, I'll never cease to praise him, hallelujah. You know what? That's long enough. I'm going to praise him all the time. I'll never cease to praise him. For he gives me peace abounding every day. He redeemed me from my sins and fully cleansed me. And I find his service sweeter all the way. I will praise the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I will praise him for his mercies unto me. Then I'll praise him with the angels in the morning when the face of my dear Savior I shall see.
Yes.
And then the verse about the sweeping through the gates of paradise. Oh, I praise him for the strength he daily gives me.
Yes.
You know what? If I will continue to get that strength every day, I'm guaranteed having my home, allowing him to lead me. That's what he's saying. That's his testimony. I am running now to gain that heavenly prize. Soon with joy, I'll reach the goal of life immortal and go sweeping through the gates of paradise.
Yes, thank the Lord.
What a testimony that was given. But his testimony did not end that way. What a determination D.O. Teasley had at that time. And I believe he was probably living there at that time.
Yes.
But folks, we're not home yet.
That's
We've got some time to go between here and there. And the devil really doesn't care if it takes him a year, 5 years, 20 years, whatever it takes for me to be lost in the end. There's a verse, Matthew 7 and 21, because there's a lot of people in the religious world today that is saying, I'm on my way to heaven. I'm going to make heaven my home. Here's a little warning to me. 7 and 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. So I can look at it, okay, well, what's going to determine whether I'm the one that says, Lord, Lord, and I enter or I don't? Here's what determines it. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter. But if I'll do the will of my Father, yes, one day at a time, the times that he corrects me, I will make those adjustments. I can make heaven my home. And what I want to talk to you for just a little bit this afternoon is how much he desires that we make it. Amen. How much he desires and what he has invested in me being able to make it. The only way I won't make it is if I don't take advantage of what he has already given for me. So I'd like to look at some of the promises. And what I'd like to do is while I'm looking at these, if you think of one, just raise your hand and stop me and give it to. Because Jesus has given us in Scripture exceeding great and precious promises. So that it does not have to be, I hope I make it. I hope I'm ready on that day of the Lord whenever it comes. Whether it's the end of all things or whether it's my end. And the verse that says, it's not he that commendeth himself that is approved, but it's whom the Lord commendeth. And as I read those verses, every way of a man is right in his own eyes. If I will keep that in mind and realize, you know what, it's not safe for me to judge myself. I need the Lord to be able to tell me where I stand before him every day. And when I will allow him to do that, every one of us can go sweeping through the gates of paradise. That the gates would, the doors would be wide open for us. And I was looking at a verse. I'd like to look at one of those promises that we have. It's in 2 Peter. And it's in the first chapter. And then the 10th verse. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. If you do these things, you shall never fall.
Yes.
You know, that's something. Eternal security from here out into heaven. But there's a little catch there. Kind of like this other one had a catch. Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord. But you know what? It leaves it that I can say, Lord, Lord, and be able to enter. It's going to be because I do the will of my Father. This one is, give diligence. If you do these things, you'll never fall. We will be able to make heaven our home if we do these things. Look at this next verse. This is that sweeping through the gates of paradise. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We can each one have an assurance of heaven our home if we will allow him to lead us day by day. I was looking at another verse in 1 John, the second chapter. And the sixth verse, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Amen. That here's the bar is set for me to be able to be ready on that day. You remember right at the end of the Bible as it closes out, it's in red letters. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly.
Yes.
You know what? That's going to happen in every one of our life. Quickly, Jesus is going to say, it's time now for you to come out into eternity. It doesn't have to be a car wreck. It can be anything that we leave out of here without it being the end of all things. I have heard all my life that the end is coming, and it truly is. My end is also coming. It will be just as real for me as the end of all things because the earth is going to cease for me. And I have stepped out into eternity forever. I want to be ready. And if, so we'll go back here to 2 Peter, because he tells me if I do something, I'll never fall. And that something is up a little higher in the chapter. Fifth verse, and beside this, giving all diligence. Start adding into your life some things. Add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. To patience, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here's the tools for us to use that we can have eternal security. Guaranteed to make heaven our home, start adding some things into our life and be ready whenever that time comes. There's another verse in Romans. I was looking at it, Romans 13. You know, because there's something I need to do. I need to understand the times that we're living in. I need to be on guard of where we are. Romans, the 13th chapter and the 11th verse. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. 14th verse says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Amen.
So to be ready for that day, I can start knowing the things that I should do and should not do. You know, I know things that I should not do, so I say I'll put those off. Is it possible for me to be strong enough in character that I can do all the right things, but I still don't make heaven my home? I want to always remember this scripture in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter. It's by grace you're saved. You know, we have grown up around this all of our life. I know the do's and the don'ts. But you know what? If it does not come through the blood of Christ, if I don't avail myself of what he, the sacrifice that he did for me, those things that I do and don't do won't be enough for me to make heaven my home. I want to look at that because that's the danger for us. You know, the devil can push us off in the corner that you do the works. Do the works and you'll make heaven your home. And I leave Christ behind. You know, what I want to do is go to Christ and say, Lord, I need you to be able to help me to have works that are acceptable to you. That verse in Ephesians 2 and 8, I want to always remember it. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. There's nothing I can do on my own to earn eternal life. But you know what? After I have received this gift from Christ, his blood shed for me, there is something else that's intended to happen. And that is the 10th verse, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. He intended, once we receive that grace that he had available, that works would follow. The two go together. And I want to have them in my life. So I'd like to change just a little bit. And you know, there are at games that people play, football games or whatever, there's a cheering section. They're there to encourage those players that might be wore out. Oh, you know, we're going to make a bunch of noise and tell you, you can do it. You know what? We have a cheering section for us today. I'd like to look at part of it. Hebrews 12 and 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. A cloud of witnesses of people that were successful in their walk with the Lord and stepped over into heaven, and they're enjoying it now. To me, I can see them just cheering us on. Come on, don't let those trials, that trial that just came to you today, you feel like it's going to knock your feet out from under you. Don't let it happen. What about Paul when he would say, oh, don't worry about that you just had. I was shipwrecked so many times and I was beaten so many times with rods, and I said, none of these things will move me. We've got a great cloud of witnesses. I was looking at some other verses in the chapter that says the end is coming, 2 Peter, the third chapter, and it gives us a real good description of it. But then it says in the third verse, there's going to be scoffers walking after their own lusts. And they're saying, where's the sign of this? You've been saying the day of the Lord is going to come for a long time, and it hadn't done it yet. Say it, fourth verse, saying, where's the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. I see Jesus saying, I got a reason for it. I got a reason I'm holding it off, because I want you to be able to make it. Because it goes on down, ninth verse, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. This day of the Lord, when he takes charge, he's the one in control then. He won't be having a question about where I stand. I thought about this. You know, we can be in a valley of decision, not about going off into sin, but a place where I know that I need to draw closer to the Lord. Amen. I am so thankful for God's mercy. He has shown mercy to me so much. But what I need to be reminded about, I don't want to stay in that place of indecision. I want to move out of that place quickly, because I'm going to stand before the Lord one day. And right now, 2:28, if in 1 minute every one of us was called out into eternity, God will not have to check to see, I wonder if they made it or if they don't. He has a record exactly today, and it would be heaven or hell for every one of us. But the day of the Lord of taking me out into eternity hadn't come yet. So he wants to work with us. He wants to work with me. And you know what? As I look at this subject that we have been given over the last few weeks, realizing how serious the day of the Lord is that's coming, whether it's the end of all things or whether it's my time, and we have been reminded this year that it's not just for old folks. Yes. Young people are called out of here instantly.
So.
And you know what that means? Folks, I'm realizing that if God gives me an extended illness before I die, it's a blessing from God. Because I saw that with Dad as he sat in his wheelchair for months, knowing this is it. This one will probably be the one that takes me. And I would hear him, you know, it seemed to me like, Lord, why don't you give him a better end than that? Why don't you give him health and then take him out? But you know what happened? Was the days when I would stay with him at maybe 3 a.m, late in the night, I'd hear his buggy click. He's moving around. Must not be comfortable. I go in there to him and say, Dad, what's the matter? He said, I'm just making sure.
Yes.
For this day of the Lord that's coming, I'm going to step out. I know I'm leaving. And I know the seriousness of it.
Yes, amen.
You know what? We are responsible people. We know more about how to get to heaven than many, many religious people. There's a good chance that God will have mercy on many people because of the lack of knowledge that they have about spiritual things. He checks the heart. After all the things that I have known through the years, after all the times of camp meetings when I've heard messages,
yes,
you know what, really, if I didn't take any of the past except the meeting that I heard recently at Monarch, it's almost a reminder to me. The seriousness of those messages about the end is a reminder to me. You've got enough now that you're going to be held accountable for some things. But I want to tell you, as we see the seriousness of it, I also want to be able to see how much Jesus is longing for us to have a successful journey. There's a verse, because here it says he's not willing that any perish. It's his desire that everybody would come to repentance. His desire is that everyone would make heaven their home. His desire is that I'll make it. But I was looking at another verse that I see his desire. It's in Revelations 3 and 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's longing. If any man open the door, hear my voice, open the door, I'll come into him. I'll sup with him and he with me. You know what? That's his daily desire.
Yes.
He knocks and I'm pretty busy. He would like to be able to give the kind of communication that Brother Tommy is needing right now. Got this decision out in the future. You know, Brother Tommy could real easily decide what's profitable and what's not. He could look out at the loads he can get over the next couple years or whatever and size it up. But you know, Lot was not able to size up what all was going to be involved in the green pastures that he was taking. I cannot size up even about a job that I decide I'm going to take because it pays the most money. I don't have a clue the environment that I'm going to be working around. And all these things I have to understand, the Lord sees those. So here, I don't see this just at salvation, but I see this thing as a continual time in my life that he is saying, hey, I'm knocking. Would you let me in? Let's talk about today and decisions that you're making. If you'll hear my voice, open the door, I'll come in, sup with him, and he with me. There's another one in Revelations 22, because I see how much Jesus longs for me to be successful. 22 and 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come.
Yes.
Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. An invitation to us throughout our life, we draw real close to him. Be able to take of the water of life freely. And then another one that showed how much he cared that I make it is John 3:16. You know, we can just say that so easy because I've heard it all my life. But when I look at the reality of what God was going to do, because he desired to bring me back, that I'd be able to make heaven my home. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know what? That's a great scripture. As I head out for that last great day, to remember, God's done his part. He's got it available for me. And then I was thinking of the verse in John, the 10th chapter, about the shepherd. You know what? Here's another, really another good picture for me of what Jesus' desire is for me to be able to hear his voice and follow him. Third verse, 10th chapter. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. You know what? There are some strange voices calling for us today, saying this is the way. You know what? For some years now we've been hearing, you don't need to live that careful. You can still make heaven your home. But what I've got to realize is that's the Lord's day. That's the day when he is in charge of it all. I can decide whatever I want to decide today. I can decide what level of holiness I'm willing to go or none at all and still say, but let's always remember, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, is going to make it. I've got to do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. But I've got a song that I want us to sing before we close, because this one is another song of determination. And this isn't just my determination. And I want to give a verse before we sing it. 1 John, the 5th chapter. You know, I'd like to have a guarantee of making heaven my home. 1 John 5 and 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. See, there's some things that I'm going to have to be able to do that's over in my category. He that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. So you know what my song is? Number 196. As I'm heading for that day of the Lord, And Satan knows we're drawing close. And maybe not the end of all things, but my end is drawing nearer. And he says I'm going to have to ramp it up if I'm going to cause him to fail and be lost in the end. And this one right here says, I can keep myself so that that wicked one is not able to touch me. Number 196. How safe is the soul that abides in the Lord, securely from sin hid away. His anchor, the promise of God's written word, to keep him by night and by day. That wicked one toucheth him not. That wicked one toucheth him not. He keepeth himself in the love of the Lord, and that wicked one toucheth him not. How firm the foundation upon which builds a structure to glorify God. How wondrous the power, Savior, that shields from all the vile tempter's dark flood. That wicked one toucheth him not. That wicked one toucheth him not. He keepeth himself in the love of the Lord, and that wicked one toucheth him not. A wall of salvation upon every side, strong bulwarks presents to the foe. And in every conflict, though sorely he's tried, face shield will ward off every blow. That wicked one toucheth him not. That wicked one toucheth him not. He keepeth himself in the love of the Lord, and that wicked one toucheth him not. He trusts in the Lord and obeys his command. God giveth him grace from on high to count all things joyful while boldly he stands, and Jesus his helper is nigh. That wicked one toucheth him not. That wicked one toucheth him not. He keepeth himself in the love of the Lord, and that wicked one toucheth him not. You know, we have wickedness abounding in the world today. And yet, here's one more promise. Where sin abounds, yes, grace did much more abound. Yes. It will always be enough for us. I don't want the grace of God to be in vain in my life. I want to be able to make heaven my home. I want to see the day of the Lord when it comes, whenever, in my life. I would like to be able to say what John said when he heard the call from Jesus, "Behold, I come quickly." He didn't say, "But I've got some things I need to take care of." Immediately he said, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." We can be ready for that day. I desire your prayers. Amen.